Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Here in the studio, it's Ian,
Joa,
and Mark. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. The features are free. Enjoy freetalklive.com. Coming up, we're going to talk about a surprising result from the use of psychedelic mushrooms. That's on the way. I actually had a caller call in about this shroom house or whatever it was called in Portland that got raided apparently last night. It's a really interesting situation where some people were just, they were like, you know what, screw all these stupid laws. Screw this half-assed therapeutic legalization scam system that they've got set up. We're just going to open our doors and sell magic mushrooms to people that want to buy it. And they literally have
and
a
you
line.
You can do that in places like Netherlands and yep. at a variety of places in Europe. You can't do it in the U.S. currently, but it may very well be that brave folks like this might forge the way.
Maybe so. In the meantime, they're facing dozens of charges, felony charges, for selling these mushrooms openly. And they literally had a line wrapped around the block.
Yeah, I wonder if you put up a referendum in Portland, Oregon,
mm-hmm.
as to whether or not they should legalize magic mushrooms, what would happen?
It'd pass.
It would pass in flying colors.
Let's go to the phones here. We got Joe on the line in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, hi. I'm Joe. I'm Mark. How are you doing?
Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
Okay. Last night I did pray for you, Mark, and I'm going to pray for you. And Joe, I'll say a couple prayers for you because you got a court case, too.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joe.
And everybody else should, on Free Talk Live, say prayers for both of you. This thing about this coin that they're going to give out for everybody, and they're going to be watching our money and stuff.
This CBDC, the central bank digital currency.
Yeah, that's basically smacking our faces in the Constitution. And I wouldn't appreciate something like that.
So tell me how that is, because the Constitution gives the federal government the ability to, to handle weights and measures.
Mm-hmm.
Money is considered a measure of value, so the federal government kind of claims the right to make the money.
What about our Fourth Amendment that says we have a right of privacy in, our person, our papers, our home?
Tell that to my prosecutors.
Right? Yeah, right. Tell it to Google. Tell it to Facebook. Yes.
But you're right about that, Joe. I mean, certainly that that concept is still there. They have not abolished the Fourth Amendment. They just ignore it.
Well, what they're going to do is that the Federal Reserve is about as Federal Express, right? Mm-hmm. So, which is to say it is not.
A private bank.
It's a private banking board that the president of the United States can name the New York Federal Reserve chairman.
Okay.
In a strange twist of irony. But it is not a government. I call it quasi-government at the most.
Yeah.
And thus, since it's not governmental, the U.S. Constitution doesn't apply. This is a private banking cartel that will then, be able to see all of your transactions and these sorts of things. And, Facebook basically can, too. I mean, think about how many people are running around with Facebook apps on their phone right now that are listening in on what they say and a whole variety of things. And then whenever the information needs to be turned over to the FIBBies, they'll just turn it right over. So this is how they get around it. When they want to spy on U.S. citizens, they say, well, our agencies, our intel agencies can't spy on American citizens. So we have to contract with Canadians. And literally, that's what they do. They have the Canadians run their tracking stuff on their own citizens. Because, ladies and gentlemen, they may not be breaking the law, but they sure are evil.
Yeah, Echelon is the one in Canada that spies on us.
Yes, yes it does.
Joe, any other comments you want to share? Go ahead.
Yeah, I just think that people should support Ian and Joa and the also support this show because this show is like a bastion of freedom, just like when the when America was originally started.
Well, thank you, Joe, for the kind words.
Joe, thank you for the prayer, and we appreciate it.
Joe, where can people go to support you?
Oh, Breaking the Flaw on Odyssey and YouTube. And, yeah, that's I'm all over the place. You can find me on Twitter now.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Also as Breaking the Flaw.
That's right.
Excellent. Check him out. If you are not yet on Odyssey, you can hop on over to our channel at video.freetalklive.com. Hit the subscribe button there, and then type in Breaking the Flaw into the search box. You'll find Joe's channel.
That's F-L-A-W.
Oh, thank you for the clarification. Let's go to the phones here. Caller, you're on the air on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. Hello?
Good evening, guys.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, I just wanted to say it's really great to hear Ian, Mark, and Joa on the radio, especially the classic duo of Ian and Mark.
Thank you.
I'm glad to hear Mark tonight.
Thank you. Why were you calling tonight?
I just wanted to say, Ian, I hope you avoid jail with your trial.
Indeed.
And also wanted to follow up on what the other caller was saying about the Fourth Amendment. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I find myself traveling a lot these days, and you can't walk across the city or even a rural town without being, on closed circuit television.
It doesn't bother me so much if a business is recording me on their property. That really doesn't really irritate me in any way, shape, or form. I understand, theft is a thing, and they got to protect themselves from people who are willing to steal from them. So, like, that doesn't bother me at all. But
it certainly reminds me of what happened to me at my arraignment. I followed the rules. Mm-hmm. I signed up Rule 78. I notified the court that I was going to record, and I started recording a half hour after notification. That's all you need to do. According to the Supreme Court, and the prosecutor did not like that, and he wanted to get me arrested. He contacted the sheriffs, and they forced me to turn my video camera off.
Oh, yeah, they hate it when
you record
that.
And forced me to read the rules.
Yeah.
And then I said to him, I am following the rules, and even the judge agreed with me.
Yep, that's a fact. It's all on video.
It's all video.
Most of it. You did turn it off at one point after.
That's where I was forced.
Yeah.
What's that again?
You're going to be on video in public. Obviously.
Yeah.
I think the only thing we can do is continue to video record them back.
Absolutely.
Record those that will record us.
Yeah, it's the only thing that can possibly change things is if people are willing to put some, put a little skin in the game, put some of their freedom on the line, because you don't get to be free by just doing nothing. You have to take action. You have to stand up for your rights.
And there's money to be won in these video filming
cases. If they arrest you, sure, if they wrongfully target you.
It happens.
It's happened. Joe has had it happen to him. I've had it happen to me. Chris Wade, our Friday night co-host, had it happen to him.
It's not, and it's not so much about, it's about rights. I'm sorry, were you saying?
I'm glad you brought that up.
Oh.
Go out with the camera, out and record video, take still pictures, record audio, carry an audio recorder with you. Photograph CEOs, photograph cops, photograph your local, bankers, photograph your local,
expose them.
Gentry. The power players in your city, county, state.
Thing is, though, it's good to do what you're saying. You're absolutely right. It's good to do it. But it makes more sense to do it in an area where other people are doing it as well.
Yep.
Where are you calling from, caller?
I'm based in Tennessee.
Tennessee. So if you're in Knoxville or something like that, and you're the only guy who's taking these pictures, you're the only guy who's recording these bureaucrats, they're going to come on down on you like a ton of bricks, and there's going to be barely anyone out there to even come to an arraignment. I mean, even Joa didn't have
anyone. Yeah, but that's what you want, actually, is for them to come down on you like a ton of bricks.
Yeah, but you have to have a good attorney, if that's the case. So you may need to talk to them beforehand.
I have I've had a thought about a new form of activism, which is standing outside the courts with a sign that says, notify the court through Rule 78 that you're going to be recording. And if they say no, or I don't have time for that, I'm going to walk in and record it for them. and then, you know, or something like that, and just can do it all day. Because I told the judge I was going to test it before I go to court.
You're going to come back to that same courthouse, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's. I'm interested in seeing that happen. Thank you for the call tonight. I do appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160, and as so happens so frequently, it's the 9 o'clock hour, and the phones are starting to get crazy.
Yeah, that's how
so
it goes.
If you want to get on with us, now's a good time before I get you in. The number 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones open if you want to join the show. You
can. The number here is 603-283-6160. Joining me tonight, it's Ian,
Joah,
and Mark.
Join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have for you there. Something else you can enjoy this holiday season is a special offer from Bullion Max for Free Talk Live listeners. You know, inflation is a huge problem these days. Everyone knows it. You know it if you buy things. You see the prices going up. What do you do about it? Well, savvy investors for generations have been diversifying into the most stable assets in recorded history, and that's gold and silver. And you can get yours from bullionmax.com/FTL. You don't have to deal with a salesperson. Your precious metals ship fully insured directly to your home. You just get whatever you want to get. But you should start, if you're new to this, with the Silver Starter Kit. You go to bullionmax.com/FTL. You order the Silver Starter Kit. You get employee pricing, first up, because they want you to, you know, experience what it's like to get precious metals. It's a really nice experience, by the way. You get 5 ounces of silver.
You bought from them.
Actually, Aria picked up the Silver Starter Kit specifically.
Okay.
And it's gorgeous. So 5 ounces of silver from the world's most popular mints, and you get a free gold back as well. So if it wasn't good enough of a deal, now they're throwing in the free gold back, which is awesome. The gold backs are amazing. You'll love it, I think.
I have a complete collection at this point of all the gold backs, I believe.
Really? You got Wyoming awesome. Now, too?
Nope. There's a Wyoming.
Yeah, there is.
They've got them over there at bullionmax.com/FTL. That's where you can start, and of course, just explore the whole site. Bullionmax.com/FTL. You can get your precious metals there.
Mark, you're going to have to buy them all over again, too, because they're coming out with the sort of like a revamped designs of them.
Well, if you're actually spending the
gold backs. It's like comic books and collector covers.
That's right. You got first editions.
If you're actually spending the gold backs, then you always have to keep getting more, right? Because you're spending them into the economy.
Yes. Right. And you can do that here in Keene. There's a whole gold back economy. Yeah.
Not as big as I'd like it to be, but it's brand new, right? Gold backs just came out in 2019, and the New Hampshire gold back started in 2021, literally like 2 weeks before my house got raided. So the FBI's got a big collection of gold backs as well.
Yeah, that's what they somehow believe are connected with, I don't know, something criminal.
That's a lot of Mighty Moose sandwiches right there.
Yeah, sure is. Let's go to the phones here. Tommy is on the line listening in Chattanooga to WGOW. Go ahead, Tommy.
Yeah, I've been enjoying your show.
Thank you.
I wanted to correct one of your guests. He said there's nothing in the Constitution about why the government, the federal government, so-called, or the central government, could have cryptocurrency. But it specifically says in Article 1, Section 10, that no state shall make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts. So even if they farm it out to the Federal Reserve, the Constitution doesn't give Congress the right to do that. But they're doing it anyway, I know.
Well, when I read the Constitution, and I've read it a few times just to make sure that I understand things, it says that no state shall make anything but gold and silver, legal tender.
Mm.
But it doesn't say anything about the federal government who controls weights and measures.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not supposed to be printing any money. That didn't happen until Lincoln did it during the war between the states.
That what was the Continental?
What was the Continental?
The Continental was a fiat currency that was created during the Revolutionary War, after the Declaration of Independence, but before the U.S. Constitution.
And that was made to pay off debts, right?
And Jackson spent his entire two-term career trying to get rid of the second federal bank, I think it was what it was called, the second national bank.
Yeah.
So,
right.
There, I mean, you know, fiat currency has been enmeshed with the government since before it existed.
But Roger Sherman specifically put that in the text of the Constitution to try to keep that from continuing to happen in the new republic. So I'm not arguing that you're wrong. I'm just saying that it is a problem. I agree with you. But if we really went back to the strict construction view of the Constitution, we wouldn't be printing anything unless it was backed by gold or silver. And I think
throughout the history of governments, not just ours, politicians have been very bad at holding themselves accountable. They're much better at holding other people accountable than rather than themselves. So the federal government hasn't made a law or a rule that binds them from creating this fake fiat currency, from what I can tell. Now, is it bad and wrong? Well, I mean, people can get on both sides of the issue and make their arguments, and I can make arguments for and against fiat currency, but from what I can tell, the Constitution does not outlaw the United States federal government from creating currency that is not gold and silver.
Well, can I give you one book to recommend? You might, it's free online. You can find it if you search under Tupper Saucy, and that's a French Huguenot name, S-A-U-S-S-Y. Tupper Saucy. It's called The Miracle on Main Street, and it's a book that was written in the 80s. He was one of the fathers of what they called the tax protest movement, and he was from Tennessee. And this book, you can find it at used bookstores sometimes, but there is the text online. But it's the Miracle on Main Street by Tupper.
Like Saucy.
Tupper, well, let me say to what you said earlier about, you know, getting back to a strict constructionist view of the Constitution. It's never going back. I just want to let you know, it doesn't matter how bad you want it or anybody else wants it. It's never going back.
It's like trying to put the feathers back in a down pillow.
They're going to total tyranny. And it is already, it's been tyranny for decades, right? Like, it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse, and it doesn't matter who you elect, and no, Trump's not going to change things the second time around. Well, there's nothing that can be done. This is the trajectory.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, it's kind of like the federal court where, you know, they don't follow the Constitution and the rule of law, and they have, like, the Constitution, like, placard.
On a plaque.
Yeah, like it's like a historical thing versus like an actual living, breathing document that is not being enforced there. It's kind of ironic.
I thought that Rand Paul's, and I don't remember what it was called, the three-penny plan balanced budget was such a great idea. It was rolled out and, you know, a few years ago. He's like, hey, all you have to do is every government agency needs to cut 3 pennies. For every dollar off of, you know, 3%. 3% off of their budget. And they could do this, right? Like, this is a government agency.
They
can cut 3%. Each government agency cuts 3%.
Went down in flames, though, didn't it?
It never got anywhere.
Yeah.
It didn't go down in flames.
Get out of committee.
It never got off the runway.
Yeah. Yeah.
How could it fall down in flames?
Right.
So, 3 years for every, 3 pennies for every 5 years, and then another 5 years where it remains the same. And then the budget is balanced, and, you know, America is out of debt. But nothing. I mean, crickets.
Tommy, final thoughts. Go ahead.
Well, we should at least try to do what we can within the system as it is to try to get to that point where we have more freedom and not just be defeatist.
I'm not being defeatist. I'm just telling you, you can't change the federal government, which is why I support secession and declaring independence.
Amen. I'm all for it.
Cool. I'm glad you're on board, Tommy. You're a sensible man, and I appreciate your time. Thank you for the call tonight, man.
Definitely. I said if you want to declare independence and secede, there's a plane waiting for you right now to go wherever you want.
Because let me tell you,
don't need to spend the rest of your life fighting for something that's not going to happen.
The problem is, Mark, wherever you go, there they are. The government goons are going to be there, too. But if
really
you want to do that 3% idea, I bet you could get something like that to pass in New Hampshire. I bet you that kind of proposal would have some legs underneath it in a place like this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Former Marine Paul Whelan was not included in the prisoner swap between the United States and Russia that led to the release of imprisoned basketball star Brittany Griner. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says they will continue working to bring Whelan home.
Despite our efforts, the Russian government has not yet been willing to end his wrongful detention. They continue to insist on sham charges of espionage and are treating Paul's case differently.
A scathing congressional report claims the NFL's Washington Commanders hid decades of sexual misconduct. Thursday, a U.S. House committee released its report that zeroed in on team owner Dan Snyder. The report says Snyder allowed pervasive sexual harassment by team executives of female employees, and he tried to interfere with investigations into the Commanders' toxic workplace culture. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join the show here. You can bring up whatever you want, and the number is 603-283-6160. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. You can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners, some of the hosts on our social media platform. Go to social.freetalklive.com and you will find that there. There's apps that you can download. It's a Mastodon system, which means it's open source. It's federated. We're running it on our server, so we set the rules. And our rules are basically, don't spam us, okay? That's pretty much it. You go, and don't snitch either. We don't like that. So go over to social.freetalklive.com as we go to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Joa, and Mark.
Oh, yes. So our governor wants every kid in here in New Mexico from kindergarten to 12th grade high school to get free lunch. Everybody. Doesn't matter. Everybody. Doesn't matter. If you're poor, rich,
expect trash.
Don't need it.
Trash lunch, you mean?
Trashy lunch.
I don't know, but the whole thing is that, you know, the kids, they tease and they pick on each other. That's the reason why they're doing it. I don't know about the trash.
Wait,
lunch.
The reason why they're giving away free lunch is because kids pick on each other?
Right, right. So then, right now, you have to get a people that they're marked. They know that you're getting free lunch, but you have to show a coupon or a card. I don't know what they do.
Oh, so they're getting made fun of. The kids that are getting the free lunch are getting made fun of, so the New Mexico government says, free lunch for everybody.
Right.
It takes away. That's why. And then the kids, I've talked to my mothers in my apartment complex, and my kids won't take the lunch, and then she needs it. She's a single parent mother.
So wait, they're willing to pay for the lunch? Not just get it for free?
The mothers don't have money, but the thing is that the kids will not take the free lunch because they get marked. That she was telling me that she can't afford
to pay
for lunch.
They're going hungry instead.
I don't know about being hungry, but the thing is that then they don't have enough money and food, so they'll eat at home or something, but she is under stress. She's a single parent mother, but the kids are so attacked and
it's another failure of the government school system. Yeah.
Oftentimes I wouldn't eat the government school meal either. And it wasn't because we didn't have money, it's just because I hated it.
Yeah. Disgusting.
It's like prison food.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, the only time I ate lunch at school is because I knew that the university nearby, the culinary school, was cooking in front of us. And I'd pay a little extra for that meal because it was, like, quality food.
There you go.
But I wouldn't want their junky mac and cheese and their, you know, brick pizza. No, thank you. And, hey, Sarah, here's a suggestion. Don't send your kids to government prison schools. Government schools.
I don't think she has kids, thank goodness.
I think a lot of people...
Well, I don't have kids, but you know what the problem is? You know, that the kids pick on the other welfare kids like you guys pick on me on the show. Always pick on me that I don't work and I take the free handout. You know, and you're part of all this, like, humiliating people where everybody has to get free lunch.
We're bullying you. Why are you calling?
yeah, think about what you're doing. You know, you pick on...
I am. I know exactly what I'm doing.
Handicapped people, and now everybody has to pay because they can't not have all this... Kids are so mean, and they bully, and they tease, and then they get their feelings hurt. Now we all have to... Everybody has to eat crappy lunch.
Sarah, you're talking about, you brought up the handicap. I thought it was kind of insulting. You know, we have a friend that raised money for a wheelchair, really expensive wheelchair. We raised the funds. She didn't have to get that wheelchair from the government funds.
People on government assistance, and that's the same thing what the kids are doing.
Sarah, are you saying that if somebody is in a bad place in life, like they're really fat, or they're getting fat, for instance, that you shouldn't say something to them about it? Not pick on them, but just say something to them about it.
It's whether they want to listen to them or not. Do you know what I mean? Because
that's not what I asked you.
Get their feelings hurt.
That's not what I asked you. I understand some people are going to feel hurt if someone tells them the truth. I get that. But there's plenty of people that have said afterwards, like years down the line, they said, you know what? I didn't like it at the time, but I really appreciated my fill-in-the-blank, mom, friend, whoever it was, for saying, hey, so-and-so, looks like you're putting on a few pounds.
And somehow, Ian, you're the one who often gets sent in to do this work. You know, I mean, it's tough. It's not much fun, but sometimes you
do that one. I don't normally do that one, but I will say, like, hey, you're smelling kind of fresh. You're a little BO here today, that kind of thing. I'll say that to a friend.
Yep.
You know,
I hope so, because I do stink sometimes, Ian, and I know I stink in here before.
I wasn't going to say anything.
You should have.
No, I mean on the air. What, Sarah?
So you're making judgments on me just because I'm smart that I'm not disabled? Is that why you're picking
Sarah,
on
me? Sarah, he just made fun of me stinking.
No,
Sarah, look, we only pick on you because you are absolutely irrepressibly addicted to welfare, and you are essentially just a foil for this radio show. You know, it's different than, you know, with somebody that you actually know, for instance, right? Then you can actually show some compassion.
I think a lot of Americans, when they think about government assistance, they think about situations that are temporary, not situations that are permanent.
I want to give her. Can I give her some words of encouragement versus, like, you know, us supposedly bullying her? Sarah, I think you're extremely smart. I think you're very articulate. I think you can, you know, make it in this world without having to rely on others. I think you have the capability of making a difference in your own life. Maybe serve food at schools.
We've said that to her too, Joa. I mean, she's acting like we just pick on her. But the reality is, over the years, we've told her, hey, we think you can get a job. Yeah. We think you can go to work and that you should. We've given her ideas of how she can go move in with a communist in China. And you know, people have even offered to buy
her a plane
ticket.
Isn't she
getting
free housing now by walking around naked?
I mean,
she is. And we've praised her. We've praised Sarah for getting
exchanging value for value.
Right. Illinois getting into the economy, at least in a little ways here and there. And it's her, you know, kind of roommate slash boyfriend that has helped, you know, pull her in this direction. So we've seen Sarah grow a little bit over the years.
I hope she's learning something.
And so we've been trying to encourage you, Sarah, while at the same time using you as a foil for our radio show. Do you know what that means?
Well, you pick on, basically you hammer anybody that resembles me, so they.
Well, that's because you love the government,
that
Sarah.
They could work, but they're on disability. Go beat them up. That's
well,
what you're saying.
We can't get along with everybody, and you love the government. You love big government. You love big government programs and forcing your way on people, and you are at odds with us.
I actually don't think this is even the audience for your causes, and I'm not trying to be rude about
that's
it.
Good point, yeah.
I think that if you found, like, I don't know if there is any free talk socialists out there, but there's probably some shows where you could talk that actually have an audience for you to be heard from.
By the way, socialists are welcome to call into.
Yes, I'm not saying no.
What other shows do you call, Sarah, that actually let you on the air?
I don't think anybody anymore.
That's why she calls us, Sarah.
Yeah, because we don't have a band.
Everybody else gets sick of her. Everybody else gets so tired of you, Sarah, that they won't allow you to call in. And we welcome your call every single night.
Maybe they paid her not to call.
I think she has a wide variety of things that she talks about. Sometimes she would like to talk about some other topics or whatever, but I appreciate her as a caller.
Me too. We've complimented her for that. She's just ignoring all the compliments we've given her.
It brings up the argument, right? So she's bringing up this, you know, complete opposite of what libertarianism is, and then we're bringing up the libertarian aspect.
Right.
So you're not a bad caller. We actually really appreciate what you're saying, but we're going to, you know, tell you the solution or tell you how it doesn't
work.
We're
going to tell you when you're wrong, and unfortunately for you, Sarah, that's probably 90%+ of the time. Thanks for the call.
I mean, wrong is your opinion. You know,
that's true.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
Opinion, like man. The way I want to live.
She's absolutely right about that.
And the little kids, they could get free lunch if their mom is not so rich, okay?
Maybe and you should apply to the school system and maybe you get free lunch too.
Or you could work into the system, apply for the positions that make these policy changes.
That's work, though.
Well,
she doesn't really want to do
tonight, okay?
Thank you. Oh, Sarah's about to. She was about to disconnect. She was tired of us.
Well, don't worry.
It's rare that Sarah hangs up on us.
Our favorite caller.
I'm divorced, so I know what it's like to have a woman just get tired of you. I've heard enough of this. I'm out of here.
All right, there's more coming up here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. I do have this story about this mushroom thing, and it's pretty amazing. It's also way too long for any time to actually read this whole thing on the air. So I'll give you a taste of it coming up here in a moment, because you need to hear about this story if you're interested in psychedelic mushrooms.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to Veterans care, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Live and the phones are open here. Remaining moments are happening now. If you want to join us, the number is 603-283-6160. It's Ian, Joa, and Mark here in the studio tonight. The number again, 603-283-6160. You can join us online, of course, anytime you want. Just hop on over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we've got, various different archives and such that you can download, various ways to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners and some of the hosts. Head over to freetalklive.com. Story here from outsideonline.com. Kind of a strange name for a website, but I guess it's about, like, you know, going outside, right?
And Outside was a pretty famous hiking magazine.
Oh, okay. That's what this is then. Jim Harris was paralyzed. Then he ate magic mushrooms. After becoming paralyzed from the chest down, the mountain athlete found an unlikely ally in recovery.
Amazing.
Psychedelics. Against all odds, Jim Harris was walking. It was exhausting. And he thought he looked like Frankenstein's monster, stepping forward with his left leg, then throwing his unresponsive right leg around to meet it. But there he was, at a music festival, getting around with the assistance of a walker, 8 months out from a spinal cord injury that left him paralyzed from the chest down.
Wow.
In November of 2014, a snow kiting accident in Chile changed how the mountaineering instructor turned adventure photographer moved through the world. His days once spent exploring the Alpine were now filled with rehabilitation exercises in a gym. So when a friend and former physical therapist invited him to the High Sierra Music Festival in Quincy, California, he jumped at the chance to feel like a regular 33-year-old again. Yet as he settled in to listen to the show in a grassy field surrounded by tall trees and gentle peaks, he didn't feel regular. He couldn't drink alcohol because it seemed to weaken his remaining nerve connections. And although he decorated his walker with LED lights in an attempt at festivity, it really didn't work. He said the disability made me feel like an outsider.
Yeah.
And then someone at the party offered him magic mushrooms, which are packed with the psychoactive compound psilocybin. And he took them, thinking he might finally be able to have fun. The String Cheese Incident, a Denver-based jam band, played that night, but Harris doesn't remember the music. He remembers the pink and orange sunset, though, and the way the clouds seemed to form a pattern of repeating shapes. He'd long had an appreciation for nature, but as a photographer for the likes of National Geographic, he'd also set the bar pretty high. He said, there was a level of elitism for me. I wanted the pointiest and biggest peaks and the most dramatic sunsets, he said. There, however, in the middle of the crowd, watching the setting sun peek through the trees, he realized nature didn't have to be extreme to be profound.
They're all perfect. I remember that scene from The Last Samurai where the one samurai who's dying comes to the realization that every cherry blossom is perfect because, you know, they're all flawed. We're all flawed.
Sure.
And we're all perfect. I love it.
That's beautiful. What was that, The Last Samurai?
The Last Samurai. You know, the movie's a little cheesy, but it's great. I mean, it's a great movie.
All right.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, never throw a katana.
Reveling in nature's beauty is common for people on hallucinogens, but something surprising happened to Harris that night. He commandeered an acquaintance padded knee scooter so he could rest one leg at a time and still sway to the music. In the middle of a switch, he discovered that he could pick up his right foot and pull it back towards his butt. He tapped his right hamstring with a finger, and the muscle contracted, a muscle that had been completely unresponsive since his injury, even in the low-gravity environment of a pool, despite 8 months of physical therapy. With wonder and some degree of hesitation, he showed his physical therapist friend. They marveled together at what had been impossible for Harris earlier that day.
He happened to be at this festival
with his physical therapist.
Yeah.
He felt excited but also confused. He'd been looking for a recreational experience, a way to feel normal and connect with other people. Instead, the trip was therapeutic. His mind and body communicated in a way that they hadn't since his accident. The next morning, Harris woke up afraid he'd imagined the whole thing, or that he'd lost his newfound ability while he slept, but his hamstring was still firing. The neuromuscular connection that had formed that night wasn't going anywhere.
Oh, wow.
Amazing.
Today, almost 8 years after his injury, Harris has made a recovery that once seemed implausible. He still thinks he walks a bit like Frankenstein's monster, but gets around with the help of just a cane. And when the season's right, he skis or even rides a mountain bike.
Wow. That's pretty impressive.
Although it may sound far-fetched, Harris's experience was not a fluke. In the past 2 decades, researchers have found overwhelming evidence that psychedelics are beneficial for mental health. We've talked about those studies.
Right. Psychedelics. We've talked about them a great deal. And just to say, if you've got PTSD, you need to look at a psychedelic. And this is
depression.
It can be from war, it can be from rape, it can be from any variety of things. You need to look at these places in Canada where you can go and take this stuff.
They're also available, I believe, in Jamaica. There's like therapy resorts and things like that that you can go to there. It's probably a lot nicer if you go down there.
Yeah.
But they're now so they know about the benefits for mental health. We've seen lots of studies in the last 2 decades about that.
Right.
But now they're exploring the extent to which they can promote physical healing, too. And that is the beginning of this lengthy, lengthy story. I will link to this for you on our social media. You can follow the FTL account over at social.freetalklive.com, and you can dig deep into this one. Like, we couldn't even, like, if I started this at the beginning of a show, we probably wouldn't get through it.
Well, people have said, and there's like a song out there that's, I love it so much, it's called Jesus is a Mushroom, and it's a real theory that someone studied at the Vatican that they came to determination after years, like 20 years.
I've heard this.
That they came to the conclusion that Jesus was a mushroom. And all the perfect time instance is December. All the theming around Christmas is relative to mushrooms. Like, you find presents under a tree.
And those,
oh, it's true. They do iron
trees. They grow underneath the trees that you cut down and put in your corner of your living room, and the ornaments supposedly. And then you hang your mushrooms over the fireplace in a stocking to dry them out. Mm. And ironically, reindeer find these mushrooms. They'll dig a good 10 inches yeah. before they find them.
And they can fly.
And they'll fly.
Fun
but,
idea.
But they're saying that maybe Jesus like made water into wine. He really just threw some mushrooms in there.
Ah, yeah.
Or
wow. That's an interesting
all,
idea.
Yeah, all kinds of different things that, you know, mushrooms have a, you know, mental quality to
absolutely.
Lift your spirit. And maybe a physical quality to get maybe a crippled guy to walk again.
Well, not just maybe. I mean, here's, you know, here's an article that says that that's what happened. This is what this guy is saying, and he's not some kook. He's a former photographer for National Geographic. So I find this to be very interesting, and I believe it.
That's amazing.
I do too.
As a personal trainer at one point, you know, neuromuscular pathway creation is important. You know, you're training people to do things, and I'll bet you that this just sort of, you know, change of your mind,
right,
that goes on under mushrooms is really what the key to this was.
Right, and in his case, it was a, you know, an unexpected shortcut, but we've certainly heard of plenty of stories of people who've had traumatic injuries who believe that they're going to get better, even though doctors have told them, you have no chance or whatever, right? Like all the negativity coming from the traditional medical community, these people don't buy it, they don't listen to those people, and they say, no, I'm getting better. And they do. Right? Those people do get better. But if you come up with this viewpoint of, oh, the doctor says that I'll just never get better, and then, surprise, you never get better, right? Like, there's really something to somebody's mindset in relation to what the body can become capable of, right? Like, you literally are limiting yourself or allowing yourself.
And I wouldn't say that this is going to work for 100% of people either.
No, not necessarily.
But shouldn't people be able to try?
It can't hurt.
You know, this guy did it at a music festival.
Right.
With some street drugs.
Yeah.
So what more could be done, and if we could, if you know, businesses could experiment in this and create programs to treat their patients.
That's the world that I think those of us who believe in liberty want to see, the ability to actually experiment with things without having a bunch of crazy psychopaths smash your door in and throw you into a cage for the rest of your life, like is happening to these guys in Portland right now who are just simply trying to empower people to do this sort of experimentation, where you don't have to ask someone's permission, where you don't have to go into some doctor's office who's got, you know, a gatekeeper, and you got to pay $500, and then you got to get the prescription and go and pay more from the prescription place.
It's obviously a big pharma issue. Yeah. Like, I remember this couple, they had a son in Rhode Island, and he was seeking treatment, illegal treatment, for brain tumors, and malignant brain tumors. And there was a Dr. Brzezinski, I can't forget the name, in Texas. He specifically derived a chemical out of horse urine he had a 60% success rate of removing malignant tumors in people's brains.
What happened?
Sounds like it's worth a try.
It was too late. The state wouldn't let him leave, and he finally got to leave, and he didn't make it.
Out of time for tonight. Check out Joe. He's Breaking the Flaw on Odyssey, and we're back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com. This article about the shrooms will be up.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word BIMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.